Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Davis. Batting seventh. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Otis steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Davis reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. McRae reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 3-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hurdle moves to third. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Washington steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Moore pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper moves to third. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to home to get Cooper. Thomas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bill Castro now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McRae is hit by the pitch. Jerry Augustine now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. McRae moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. McRae moves to third. One out. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Willie Akins. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Torres moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae scores. Torres moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 7-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Otis reaches second base with a double. Torres scores. Porter scores. It's 9-3, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.